Plants and Machine.
Hi, is Bruce there?
Who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
With who?
With Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Hold on, sir.
Okay.
Background on us, though. We're a business bank that specializes in equipment financing and working capital. Working capital is fairly
new. Hello, can I help you?
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yep.
Hey, Bruce, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Yeah, I was just trying to touch base with you about some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. We had you pre-approved over here for some equipment financing and working capital based on some financing you guys did with Bank of America a couple years back. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, see how things are going over there and if you have any plans for growth this year.
Not right now. No, things are slow.
Really?
Pretty much as far as manufacturing it is, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that a lot of people are kind of, tight right now. Is it the election year, you think, or?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the government's screwed up and they're not spending any money on defense or anything.
Yeah.
Spending it on giving people cell phones and freedom cards and free housing and free medical and all that. They don't have the money left.
Yeah.
Have you
seen
that? Right now, I'm okay. I don't need anything.
Yeah, no problem. I wasn't expecting, something to come up. Just wanted to check in,
Okay.
More like an introductory call.
Gotcha.
But, is there, a time of year you guys usually do? I know it's slow right now, so.
Nah, right now I'm a small shop. I'm only 9 men. I'm not buying that much this year. I'm waiting to see who gets elected and what next year brings.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people, are like, it depends if the Queen of America gets.
if Hillary gets elected, we're all in trouble. So better hope that don't happen.
Yeah. That's what everyone's saying.
I'm voting for Trump, and he's. Needs to bite his tongue and not say as much, but we don't need any more. We don't need any more politicians around the country, in my eyes.
Yeah, no,
and no one can do a worse job than Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump can't do worse than Obama did.
I
don't care what he says.
I know it's true, and he's a lot of work to do. Fixing up everything.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's not going to be easy because unless it's all Republican, which I think predominantly it's Republican now, the House and the Senate aren't going to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like having your own business making decisions. If you got your own business, you make a decision, and you don't have to ask nobody. If he becomes president, it's going to be a tough go.
That's true.
But it would still be better than having Hillary there.
That's true,
my personal opinion, and you're entitled to your own.
I agree. I agree as well. I think.
Funny thing is, everybody I talk to feels the same way. But watch, Hillary will win.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what's sad,
Yeah, and it's the same too. I talk to a lot of businesses, and that's what I hear all the time. So if she were to win, it would be
it'd be another 4 years of Obama.
It really would, yeah.
Yeah, which 7-8 years wasn't good.
No.
As far as the strength of the country, the integrity of the country. What's he got the deficit up to $21 trillion or something now?
Yeah, I know. And then all the other stuff.
He took a lot of vacations and he played a lot of golf.
Yeah, that's about all he did, really.
Right now I'm okay. I don't need anything.
Okay, no problem. I just want to touch base with you. All
right, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, Bruce. Do you have an email I can send you some info?
Not right now. I don't need anything.
All right, I'll check back in with you, next quarter.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.